Where is hell? Before we answer that, we need to answer another question. What is hell? All the ancient religions believed in the underworld, a place where all people went when they died. The Jews call it Sheol, the Greeks called it Hades, and the Germanic tribes called it hell. This is where the word hell comes from. We use it because our culture is Anglo-Saxon, and Anglo-Saxons were Germanic, and that's what they called the underworld. But as you can see, the original meaning of the word hell did not exclusively mean the abode of the damned or the lake of fire, where damned souls go for all eternity. Even in Christian folklore, it wasn't always exclusively for the damned. Thomistic theology says that hell consists of four places. The lake of fire, where Satan and the demons and damned souls spend eternity, at the bottom. Purgatory, where saved souls suffer temporary punishment for their sins before being released into heaven, right above that. The limbo of the fathers, where the Old Testament saints enjoyed peace awaiting Christ's arrival, above that. And the limbo of the infants, where unbaptized babies and young children who die before the age of reason go to enjoy eternal natural happiness on the outer rim. Now, you might think that's medieval nonsense, but keep it in mind as I read this Bible passage, Luke 16:22 through 26. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." Doesn't sound so silly now, does it? It sounds to me like Lazarus is in the limbo of the fathers and the rich man is in purgatory. Oh, you think the rich man is in the lake of fire, eternally damned? Well, that may be the case. I say it's probably purgatory, not just because in Thomistic theology, purgatory and the limbo of the fathers are next to each other, so it fits, but also, and more importantly, damned souls are not concerned about the salvation of others. Yet the rich man is concerned that his brothers will suffer the same fate. And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Also, Abraham represents Christ, and Jesus makes it clear to those who are damned, he will say, "I never knew you." Matthew 7:21-23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.'" But here, Abraham calls the rich man son, indicating that though he is being punished for his crimes, he has not been cut off from the family. But still, it begs the question, how can Lazarus and the rich man see and interact with each other? Why is it necessary to fix a chasm to prevent passage from one to the other, unless they're in the same place? Anywhere in the afterlife that does not include the beatific vision was considered hell in the early church, not just the lake of fire, where the damned souls, along with Satan and his angels, will spend all eternity. I bring all this to the table so we can have clarity on what it is we are looking for as we ask the question, where is hell? So that some of these scripture passages will make sense. With that said, let's look at some scripture passages. Proverbs 15:24. "The path of life is above for the wise, that they may decline from the lowest hell." Luke 10:15. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. 1 Samuel 28:13-15. The king said to her, the witch of Endor, "Have no fear what you see." And the woman said to Saul, "I see a God coming up out of the earth." He said to her, "What is his appearance?" And she said, "An old man is coming up, and he is wrapped in a robe." Then Saul knew it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and did obeisance. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Ephesians 4:9. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? Romans 10:6-7. But the righteous, based on faith, says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead." The Apostles' Creed reads in part, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell." The Athanasian Creed says, "Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again on the third day from the dead." It seems to me that according to the Bible and at least some of the early church professions of faith, that hell is in the ground, in the earth. Now you might say, well, that's all just symbolic, even if they didn't think so at the time. But there's one scripture passage that blows that out of the water. Numbers 16:31-33, concerning Korah's rebellion against Moses. "And immediately, as he," Moses, "had made an end of speaking, the earth broke asunder under their feet, and opening her mouth devoured them with their tents and all their substance. And they went down alive into hell, the ground closing upon them." I don't see how this passage could be interpreted away. Keep in mind the book of Numbers was written by an eyewitness account, so the author saw this happen. Also consider the vision of Our Lady at Fatima. Sister Lucy writes, "As Our Lady spoke these last words, she opened her hand once more, as she had done during the two previous months. The rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened and burnished bronze, floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves, together with great clouds of smoke now falling back on every side, like sparks in huge fires without weight or equilibrium. Amid shrieks and groans of pains and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear, it must have been this sight which caused me to cry out, as people say they heard me. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals, black and transparent like burning coals. Terrified, and as if to plead for secure, we looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, 'You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go.'" Now you might say, but science says this is impossible. We learn in science class the different layers of the earth's core, and hell isn't there. Well, I'm not saying science is wrong or that I know more than a geologist, but what people don't realize is that most of science is theoretical. We don't know for sure the makeup of the Earth's core because we've only drilled 8 miles down. Current technology won't allow us to drill farther than that. And when they did, they heard screams. You might say, but heaven, hell, and purgatory are not physical places because souls and spirits have no physicality. And if you believe that, that's fine, except Christ and Our Lady are both in heaven with their bodies. And at the end of time, we get our bodies back. The good will spend eternity in paradise with their bodies, and the damned will spend eternity in hell with their bodies. This is Catholic dogma, and if you deny it, you're not Catholic. So heaven and hell must be physical places. I'm not saying that if you believe that hell is otherworldly or that it's a state of being or other dimensional, and it is no way, shape, or form in the earth, that you are a heretic, and you'll find out when you go there. The existence of hell is dogmatic. Where it is not. But the Bible, tradition, and visions of the saints all agree. Hell is in the middle of the earth. And I personally trust that over theoretical science that is, quite frankly, atheistic. Until my next video, God bless.